Becky Cole is on the line aboard the USS Intrepid. Becky, g'day.
G'day, Ray.
Are you nervous?
I am shaking like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
My goodness. Now, have you found out yet whether the President and the Prime Minister will be there for your performance?
Yes, I believe so. In fact, I just took a photo of their place card. But yes, we've just been told that both gentlemen are going to be here for the whole evening. They are meeting as we speak, in fact.
Now, have you got to meet some of the veterans that you'll be entertaining?
I have. You know, Ray, I actually caught the plane together the other day, and there were four amazing sailors in their 90s. One of them's 97. Two with their gorgeous wives. One of them has been married for 56 years. They're just lovely people.
Good.
And I have to tell you, I have to interrupt myself. The Secret Service is looking at me funny because I found a dark corner to talk to you and might have you on the shoulder.
Put them on, we'll have a yarn to them.
Why not? It is crazy, Ray. You've never seen anything like it. And look, it's a wonderful event. There are some amazing Australians here. I had a chat to Kevin Rudd before. I had a chat to Brendan Nelson, who is one of the reasons why I'm here.
Yeah.
And look, it's an amazing event. I am just so incredibly nervous to be here and singing.
Yeah. How big have the rehearsals been?
Look, we had to come in very early because the Secret Service had to do a sweep of the place and including my guitar. I noticed that they'd been through my guitar case.
Right.
Put on them. I had to play. And so we did that earlier today. More and more I'm realising what an amazing event this is. It's 75 years since the Battle of the Coral Sea, and it's a celebration of mateship, of all these years of being, mates with America, and an opportunity, of course, politically, for those fellas to get together and have a chat. But for me, I have to be honest, I'm singing for those old sailors that I met on the plane because they are amazing. I'll sing for them first and then the politicians, they want to listen.
Good girl. Now, what about the American entertainer? We couldn't disclose who that was. Have you give us a leg up as to who's going to do that part of the performance?
It's Kelly Pickler. Those who love music out of Nashville will know that Kelly Pickler is one of the... she's great. She's lovely. We are actually sitting at the same table together. And she is singing every single verse of Waltzing Matilda and is so worried. She said she was so cute. She told me that she was doing the Dusty Slim version. And I said, you might want to get that round the other way, but that's okay.
Yeah, the song will be right, but get the name of Australia's favourite and late icon, Slim Dusty, correct. Darling, I'll try and talk to you a bit later to see how it went. I'm sure it'll be superb, as it always is, and good luck.
I'm going to send you some pictures. I'm going to try and text you through some pictures because there's some pretty amazing things happening. But the Secret Service is still looking at me funny, so I probably better get off the phone.
Put them on Instagram. I'm on that.
I should. All right, I will.
I don't know how to look at them, but I'm on it.
Well, nice to talk to you, Ray, and a big shout-out to my counterpart, Adam Harvey. He's given me a couple of days off to come and do this. Of course, we've got the new album out, but good on you, Adam. You know I had to come and sing for these people, but I'll be back and we'll be on the road soon.
He's fishing at the entrance right now. I'll see you, love.
Is he? See you, Ray. Bye-bye now.
That's Becky Cole. So she is about to tour once she comes back from the States with Adam after the release of the Great Country Songbook Volume Number 2. They were in the studio last week. Now there she is in New York to perform in front of the Prime Minister and the President.